Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light. We are glad you are here. I'm your host, Michael Long, and Julie Ann Cohn is our guest. So call on in to speak to Julie. All you got to do is dial in the number and then press the 1 on your phone, 347-884-8245. If you want to contact Julie, her contact information for private sessions and what have you are all listed here on the show page. Link is there, Julie Ann Cohn, CoHN.com, and the phone number 310-795-6575, all right here. So let's go ahead as you guys are calling in, and let's bring on Julie onto the show. Remember, if you're calling in, press the 1 on your phone to speak to Julie. And Julie, welcome back to Journey in the Light.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
How you doing, Julie?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Did you get out to see the full moon with Jupiter last night?
I sure didn't.
It'll be showing tonight. It was so bright and spectacular. It's pretty amazing. I'm not an astrologist, but I know where the moon is, and I know where Venus is, and with a little guidebook, you know, a little observatory guidebook, handbook, I was able to find it.
Well, great, great.
But all is good. I thought that it would be nice, since I'm not on the air all that often, to make this show all about you. So, callers, this is your day. Whether you're having a good one or not, no matter what your question is, if I don't know, I'll let you know I don't know. And all I ask is that you be prepared for what I see. And if you don't resonate it, you have the right to say, Julie, that just does not sound like me. Or whatever else you might like to say. Anyways, do we have a caller?
Yes, let's go to the callers here. And folks, call on in right now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. First going to go to Colorado, 303. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Julie, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. It rained a couple days ago, and it threw me into a bit of a tizzy because it went from 80 degrees to like 62, and I'm
right.
Such a spoiled California girl. I could not do the weather jumps, but boy, it would sure be fun to go back to Breckenridge and ski. Anyways, how can I be of service to you today?
Well, thank you. I am looking to start my own consulting business, working with people who are in life transitions. Whether that's a college student looking for the next step or an adult who's been in one career looking to do something differently, but supporting them emotionally with some tools and strategies that help them sort of find out what makes them tick and hone in on their particular desires and fulfillment in their lives. Going through the situation, whatever it may be that they're going in. And I've come to this because in my life I've had a lot of sort of emotional upheaval that I've worked through and found, you know, certain things to be helpful. So I'm just wondering if you could sort of tune in or, you know, let me know what you think about that type of work and how I might move forward. I'm really just starting this process, trying to clarify everything.
Okay. This is something I do actually for a living. And when I say that, that's because it's a longer process than Journey into the Light allows time for.
Right.
Now, let me just simply do an energetic view of you and give you input that way.
Okay.
And then if you would like my assistance in guiding you through the, okay, what's the first thing I have to do and what's the next thing and who do I contact and so on, I can certainly help you with that. Let me start because it's just screaming so brightly. It's good to see a woman standing in her power.
Mm-hmm.
And your solar plexus is perfectly balanced, and that must feel really good for you.
Yeah, that's been a long time. Coming. Yeah.
Has it been a long time?
Yeah, it's been a process for sure, a journey for me. And it does feel good to be more harmonious and balanced with who I am. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's rough on us.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you.
The other things I see and is some unfinished, unresolved business at your throat chakra. And I would suggest, if you'd like to save it for a private call with me, we can do that. Or you can write it down And this is what I suggest you do if it's multiple unfinished businesses. Write it down. Write who you feel is responsible. And then forgive them and forgive yourself for the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what you will feel physically is, because it's your throat chakra, it will feel like you've got a bunch of monkeys lifted off your back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And thank you. You're welcome. And the other thing I would do, from a business perspective, can you succeed? Absolutely, you can succeed. Do you have all your pieces together yet? I'm not sure, and I can't say without having further conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you would like to call me later today at 310-795-6575,
mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to continue the conversation. And if you want to take a look at my website, it's www.julieannecohn.com.
Got it.
And please ignore the prices.
Okay.
Okay? Because I'm doing a summer special. So just ignore those.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Julianne.
Thank you, Marilyn. Stay blessed and not stressed.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Alrighty, let's go to our next caller, area code 415. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, yes. This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne from California. What part of California?
Bay Area.
Ah, oh, nice. I'm in SoCal.
Ah, and you had the rain that we didn't get, so it's funny.
Really? Cool. How can I be of service to you today?
Yes, if you could do the same kind of energetic sweep that you did on the last caller and anything that you see a chakra I need fixing or blocking, anything.
Okay. Can you sit with both feet uncrossed and touching the ground, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Or if you're in a place where you're standing by a kitchen sink, that's fine, too. I don't want to stop your flow. And take one deep breath and let it out. Are you aware that you have a great-grandmother that is with you?
Grandmother, no.
Is it a grandmother?
A grandmother, yeah.
Her presence is very predominant. And she says, yes, I can go ahead with her healing. She is very protective of you. All right, let me see what pops first. Your heart pops first. The physical heart is different than the emotional heart. Our physical heart functions to circulate blood throughout our body. When I talk about energy with our hearts, our chakras do the same thing for our bodies that our heart does for our blood. It circulates our energy throughout our body. What's showing up in your heart area is that your unconditional love overflows on top of your romantic love. Does that make sense?
And it should be not overflowing, or what is the balanced version?
Well, let me ask you, are you in a relationship? When you're in a relationship, it's usually you want it balanced.
Uh-huh.
When you're not in a relationship, what it tells me is that you are just a love bug and you have your heart wide open. And you can make a conscious decision that says, I only want things coming near my heart that are for my highest good. Because it feels, not feels to me, but it looked to me like there may be a little bit of a feeling of vulnerability. On base, off base. Amy?
Uh-huh.
Does that fit? No? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to know before I went to the next chakra. Your sacral chakra, which is right below your belly button and above your root chakra, is where it's where creativity lives. It's where your higher organs, like your liver and your kidneys are even a little bit higher. Some of your female organs, but really, what I'm seeing is that you're not playing enough. How often do you go out with the girls?
My work is kind of seasonal, so this is like a peak of work. So these like 2 weeks I haven't, but I do in general.
Okay.
And I have a trip planned Memorial Day weekend, so...
Awesome. Are you in Red Fair?
No, but I'll be in I'll be in LA area.
I was just curious if you were doing Shakespeare or the Renaissance Fair. It's going on this time of year in my area.
Oh okay. I'll look for it.
Just checking. This is what I'd like you to do. It will only take a moment of your time each evening.
Okay.
On your calendar, write down one thing that made you happy or smile, and write down one thing you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And just put it on your calendar. Because then at the end of the year, you can look back at all the wonderful experiences you've had, all the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that whenever you need it. It's a natural pick-me-up. But what's involved is using your creativity to come up with the happy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in customer service?
A lot of public, not really, but a lot of public interaction.
I get that. You do a very good job communicating to the people that need to be communicated with.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so my hat's off to you for that.
Yeah.
The stuff that's residual is personal. Just take care of it. Nobody's going to read anything you write down. So
right.
So just remove it from your consciousness,
mm-hmm.
write it down, and take two choices. Either put it in an envelope and hide it in a place that no one's going to see it. Don't have a heart attack. don't leave it for somebody who shouldn't see it. Or do what I do, release it to paper and then shred it.
Mm-hmm. Right, that'd be good.
And then the other thing, you need to start doing some stretching.
Mm-hmm.
No, for real, girl. I'm not playing. As you, if you don't use your muscles and if you don't stretch them out, and and if you know this, then hit me over the head, okay? Just say tap tap.
But yeah, I do.
Okay.
I need to do more. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a desk job, or are
no,
you up and
opposite.
About?
Yeah.
You're up and about?
I don't sit ever. Yeah.
You don't sit ever. Okay. In order to keep your circulation going, you can do a couple of things. First of all, if you're in a position to, you can put any negativity that's coming towards you directly into the earth to be transmuted into positive energy. We all know that as children.
Mm-hmm.
When we're told to go to our bedroom, we stomp. You might see that. Anyways. Other thing you can do is stand up on your tippy toes, but when you're in shoes, it will just feel like you're slightly lifting your feet. Lean forward, and then... And then rotate the weight of your feet in your shoes unless you're in really high heels. Are you a car model in really high heels?
What do you mean rotate your weight? Like turn your body
okay.
left or right?
No. Stand still.
Mm-hmm.
Now, put pressure, lean forward on your as if you were going to go onto your tippy toes.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Now lean to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Now stand up straight and push energy down through your back into your heels.
Mm-hmm.
And then lean to your right. Come forward. And push forward into the ground. What you're doing is kinetically, you are using every single muscle in your leg by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not doing it. That's not using every single muscle like if you went to the gym. It's not a substitute. It will just help you get your circulation going. And hydrate. Hydrate with high pH water if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making any sense, Amy?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Anne.
Am? Wow, powerful name.
Yeah.
Anne. That's my middle name.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Last thing I want to tell you is that you're... Crown chakra is open to receive.
Great.
So if you're one who is waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and wondering why, listen, just be still, get a glass of water or not, use the restroom or not, but be still and listen, for that is the time of the information from the universe is downloaded to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us, are, as we get older, we're more sensitive. And so what we do is we wake up. It's natural. It's the most natural thing in the world to do. That's why my cats choose to get up. Because they're highly attuned, you know? Animals are highly attuned. That's why dogs choose to bark at 3 in the morning. They hear it. In any case, the degrees to which your chakras move in and out is very, very minor, which is good. That's a good thing. And I am going to pull a blessing card for you.
Great.
If that's all right, do you mind?
Yes, please.
Okay, this comes from my higher power deck for Mount Shasta, and in honor of WISAC, which we have starting soon, I am going to pull a card for you. So actually, you're going to pull a card. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okie dokie. And the card you pulled is Becoming. Today is a day of becoming. You are not a human being. You are a human being becoming whole, a holy one, H-O-L-Y. Reach inside and acknowledge the wisdom within. Study diligently to have a deeper understanding. Practice each and every day to show more kindness. Know your own inadequacies to develop greater courage. Remember, becoming something new is the success of failure. Bless you, beloved one.
All right.
Would you like another one?
Sure.
I'm going to pull this one. And I pulled for you Vision.
Mm-hmm.
You have earned the status of shapeshifter, but such as a seer, a real Merlin. Visionaries, this is what I see in you. Visionaries can appear as fools to the eyes of the world because their ways and rules are very different from the world at large. Visionaries see through magical glasses, creating and weaving a new fabric of life. Remember, vision is a spiritual process governed by the subconscious mind, horsepower for the soul. Bless you, beloved one.
Nice, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. And if you need anything from me further, please feel free to visit my website. The information's on the homepage here at Journey into the Light. And it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 917. Welcome.
Hello, 917. What's your name?
She just dropped. Area code 305. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, hello. My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was
good.
Just listening to your show. It sounds fun. It's been very interesting. I'm learning about the chakras, too. I think that's something that I've been blocked a lot of, personally.
There is a ton of information under the healing section or the Reiki section of my website. There's tons of information about the chakras and correspondence to crystals and correspondence to goddesses, just in case you're interested.
Absolutely.
And it's there free. How can I be of service to you today?
I was just wondering if there was anything that Spirit needed to tell me or anything, or if there was anything that, you know, if I had any messages that needed to be said to me. I've just been kind of in a funk with everything going on in my life and hoping that I could hear a message or something.
I'm listening.
But, yeah, that's pretty much why I was calling in.
Have you listened to my show before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, so you get to agree to you. I agree that you can disagree at any time. Okay. All right. Now let me. Where are you located?
I'm in Florida.
Okay, thank you. That helps me. No, sincerely, it does. It helps me to be able to look in a specific direction. What's going on with your ankles right now?
My ankle?
Yeah.
Not so much. It's more my knee. I just had knee surgery a couple months ago, actually my second one.
Uh-huh.
And I've been limping a lot, and I have a lot of pain in my ankles, obviously from limping and stuff, but it's more the problem is really stemmed from my knee.
Are you still in physical therapy?
No.
Is there a YMCA near where you live?
If there is, I don't know where it would be.
Do you know where there's a swimming pool?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would like you to do is exercise in a swimming pool. I don't want you to swim laps. I want you to do really simple exercises in the pool. And what kind of doctor performed your surgery?
Just the regular I can't even
think. An orthopedist?
Orthopedic. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name. Yeah.
Call the orthopedist and ask, before you go to any pool, call the orthopedist and ask him, tell him that you would like to assist your knee in recovering, and use this language. And could he write you a prescription for physical therapy? And does he know of a place nearby you that has pool physical therapy? Because many places, Elizabeth Taylor and Shirley MacLaine opened up Complete PT, but it has a different name in different cities. And there's many of these places around. They have salt water, really warm, heated pools that make it easy for you to get in. And they'll either work with you on gaining strength with your knee without compromising your other knee. But what happens, I was able to heal much faster in the pool last year.
Okay.
Then I was, I'm just, you know, personal experience. And the other thing is that if you're overdoing it, you're going to feel pain. There is a product, you can buy it on Amazon.com, called BioFreeze, BioFreeze. I always forget the last C. But it's a little, which one is this that I'm happiest with? It delivers cold to your body. Actually, you can buy it directly from them at 1-800-246-3733. And that, for anybody that is an athlete or suffers with chronic pain or migraines, get BioFreeze. I know Michael and the station cannot endorse this, but from as somebody who has been to hell and back, if you need a topical anti-inflammatory that is all natural, it does have the scent of menthol, but that dries very quickly. It does not hurt clothing at all. But it does, if, for example, you have a migraine coming on and you spray it on the base of your neck where your occipital nerve in is, you can abate the migraine. For your knee, I would say if you do not have access to physical therapy, you can use this as ice, moving ice. You know, you got to keep going. Spray some Biofreeze on your knee.
I'll have to try that now, for sure.
But now here's the only other thing, and everybody please listen to me. If you use Biofreeze, wash your hands afterwards. I don't care if it's your own eyes or genitalia that you're going to get close to or your animals. But you must wash your hands after contact with Biofreeze, or it stings like crazy. Now, Christina, that wasn't all you wanted me to look at, right?
Right.
That was just the first thing that came up, and that was probably very obvious to you. Did you expect me to see it?
No, not my knee.
Okay. Just checking. I think you have a love interest showing up soon. Or flirting with you now. Is that the case?
I have a couple.
You go, girl. Make a list of the 10 things you cannot live with, period. We each have 10 things we cannot live with. And the best way to choose a mate isn't trying to get somebody who's going to fit all 150 things that you do want. It's somebody whose failures and who's not quite at a certain place this way or that you're willing to forgive and look past, that's going to be your greatest love. So make that list so that you can pay attention, because it's really hard to decide when you have 3 terrific men or 4 terrific men that you're meeting. Because you have a nice sturdy wall up in front of your heart. I'm not worried about you're protecting yourself. You're doing just fine. Do you know that?
Yeah, I have a very big wall up. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay, well, you don't have to let it down until you meet somebody that you trust enough to let it down for. In the meantime, take really, really good care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
And just so you know, from your other chakras are just fine. I know that you may have trouble going to sleep at night from pain. Does it get to you when you try and get into bed?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So this is my formula for getting into bed when you're dealing with pain, whether it's chronic pain or it's just something that's very temporary. First of all, stop eating 3 hours before you're going to go to bed. I know that's super hard. If you can't wait that long before going to bed, that's okay. Do the best you can. Do not drink a full glass of water before going to bed. Have an 8-ounce plastic glass or a squirty bottle next to your bed of water, so that if you wake up thirsty in the middle of the night, you can drink it, but at least you won't start out feeling like you've got to go potty every 20 minutes. Got that part?
Yeah.
Turn your lights out 45 minutes to an hour or dim them before you want to go to sleep, even if you're watching TV. You can use candlelight if you want to do that. I happen to turn my hard lights off and my Himalayan salt lamps on, and that kind of changes the energy for me. If you need assistance, anybody needs natural assistance. You can take up to 21 milligrams of melatonin without worrying about it. They showed in 1997 an infant who had swallowed an entire bottle of melatonin and was not even fazed by it.
Wow.
So the London Journal of Medicine has deemed it okay. And guess what? So did our FDA. Unbelievable. I do not recommend taking L-tryptophan with it. Other herbologists do, and let me just explain why. L-tryptophan triggers the emotional part of the brain that deals with dreaming. Melatonin releases the enzymes in the brain that tell you to go to sleep. Two very different things. And I've seen too many people, and I'm saying this very, very sincerely, I've seen too many people that have had serious problems with nightmares and not figured out that it was because they were taking L-tryptophan. L-tryptophan is the key ingredient in milk that puts babies to sleep. But babies haven't yet developed enough of the enzymes in their bodies, and so in mother's milk, it's natural there. But when you take it out of that environment and you try and put it into the adult system, it is not the best thing for you. I also see that you swallow your anger.
Yeah, I have a habit of being of letting it fester until I blow.
And in what way does that help you?
It doesn't. I just tried not to stir drama if I can avoid it.
Okay. I'd like to give you with a little challenge as I let you go. And that is, when stuff comes up, say what you need to say to the person who's involved in the calmest way possible. Don't let things slide. Not unless it's like, man, that driver cut me off. I used to have a 3-day rule. I used to have a 3-day rule. I'd stay mad for 3 days, and if I didn't get over it in 3 days, I just said, screw it, and changed how I felt. But that never served me well, and I'll tell you why. Because the person that was doing the action didn't know that the action upset me, so they did it again. We have to teach people how to treat us. unless they're a gas attendant.
Okay.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And with that, I just want you to know you're doing really good, Christina.
Thank you.
Okay, two angels just stepped forward. I don't have time to go into both of them. One is of Hispanic descent and or Latino descent. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Could be American Indian. I'm not sure because he's sort of opalescent and I can't get specifics. He's not telling me his name or relation. The other one is your grandfather.
Okay.
And he says, be a good girl.
Okay.
Messages are for you, not me. All right, my dear. My phone number is 310-795-6575. And again, my information, and this show is recorded, so you can listen to it on the show page or in the archives, or you can find it on my website as well, which is www.julieannkohn.com, JulieAnnkohn.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and enjoy a marvelous day.
Thank you, you too.
I shall.
Okay, this is Michael of the show here. I'm going to need to end. We're in the show a few minutes early. I'll just be short about it. I've just been dealing with a lot of pain in my left foot during this up until now and during this hour. So it's kind of excruciating pain every 5 minutes or so. So I'm going to have to do some things that I can't do here. So anyway. We'll end it about 10 minutes early. I do thank everybody for understanding and your prayers and healing energy you want to send to my left foot. And I might be here this evening. We'll see how things go. Thanks to everybody. Thanks, Julie.